Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, good one. I tell you, this is really something else. My apologies to Colors, to Chelsea, to everybody. I am so sorry, but we fixed it, and we are able to do the interview. Okay, they fixed it on their side. I don't know what's going on let's see. Here we go. There you go, Chelsea. You there, baby? Okay, let's go. I am so sorry, darling. My apologies. I'm sorry, guys, but we're about to rock right now, okay? Woo! Somehow they had it where it was just 7 or 8 minutes, guys, and it wasn't set up right. Their technical difficulties on their side knocked it out into a certain amount of minutes. So my amazing daughter Renee went back in to fix it all up. So we're good now. So now we can have a great interview, okay? So listen, I want to talk. I want to start at the very beginning. And just as I was said before we got, I had the technical difficulties, is that every celebrity that came on, I asked the question at the very beginning, because I'm really like wanting to know how people are feeling, in regards to the virus. So what I want to ask you about it is, how do you feel about it? I want to also ask you, what are you doing, in regards to taking care of yourself? And if you have any advice to us, anybody, which is just your opinion, so I don't want people to get twisted about, she ain't tell me what to do. No, I just want, people to understand how you feeling about what you wish that we would do.
Okay, so when it all first started, it was very scary, especially watching, the news and saying, a lot of people are dropping like flies and this is serious, nobody's taking this serious. So then we started taking it serious, wearing our masks and gloves and hand sanitizer, following the proper procedures that, they gave us on the news. And then come to find out, people were still catching it, around the surrounding area that I was in, because we did have people in the area that I was in that was, still catching it. So, just keeping your distance, pretty much. I've actually taken the COVID test and came back negative. One of the reasons why I did take it is because I just wanted, do I have it? Like, I don't know, because it's got no symptoms, So we took the test, and it came back negative. So that's just my advice. I mean, it's not going to kill you to go and just take the test, just to make sure that, you and your family is safe. But if I'm not mistaken, they're not allowing a lot of people to take the test if they don't have any symptoms or they haven't been around anybody who's had symptoms. So I would just say keep your hands washed, keep your hands away from your face when you're out in public, and try to use, hand sanitizer while you're out and going to the grocery store, gas station, et cetera. I would just take those proper because it is serious. People have died, and people that I have known have caught it, and I have had some family members that have had tested positive for the COVID, and they said that it's no joke. So we don't want to get it, so we want to make sure that we keep our household and our family safe.
Indeed. Now, Charleston, South Carolina, I heard Chelsea was, we actually went up back to, I think, 2, if I'm not mistaken, of having the most people with the virus. And so that is just so sad, because all the things that you're saying, I wish people would do, but a lot of people are not really, doing it at all. And that's just really, really sad. And I'm just wishing people really take this serious, as you just said, and the funny thing about it is that the 3 questions I asked you, you answered it all in big one chunk. That was beautiful right there. I don't even really need to go in and, you know, try to figure some more stuff out, you know, to get you to tell me some more. You wrapped that up real good. That was great. So you took the test. You gave the advice of what you thought, you know, what you thought we should do. And that was great. You just kind of wrapped it all up, girl. I like that. That was really, really good. So, how you met Colors? Talk to us about that. I love them stories when y'all be telling me and everybody else is listening to how you met Colors. How you met Colors? Let's talk about that.
Oh,
how you got signed?
Okay,
all that good stuff. Okay.
I met Colors in Charleston on Tanger Outlet at IHOP. Him and Shimon came in IHOP and they came in to eat or whatever the case may be. And Shimon kind of talked to me and was like, you know, explaining to me how everything worked. And I was like, sure. And we talked about it and whatever the case may be, and then met up at Colors and just pretty much went from there. So that's my intake on my remembrance, because it's been 4 years, so I don't know exactly word for word what was said, but I do remember that's how we met at IHOP on Tanger Outlet.
IHOP. Yeah, that's a good story. Like,
well, I was working there. I was working
that's
there.
A good, that's so. A good Oh, really? Get
yes.
out. Oh, wow, that's
yes.
crazy. I like
but
that.
It was
no.
more, but it was more Shimon that actually, yeah, she,
oh.
she would be great. So, and Colors was like, yeah, I remember, you know, she being the one that, you know, talked to me and was like about it. So it was more Shimon than it was Colors that talked to me at first. But, yeah, that's how that went.
Oh, wow. Okay, now, you know, Chelsea, you're not going to get Colors' take on that. Now, let's see what's happening with Colors. Let's see what Colors
you know,
side
you remember
is,
everything.
Chelsea. Okay, yeah, you do me. Yeah, that's right. He never forget nothing, girl. Oh, my God. And he's telling you like Ben Braden, he's telling you exactly the way it happened. Now, watch this. Your story is your story. Now, watch this. Watch this, Chelsea. I bet you remember everything on point. Watch this. Oh, my Lord. Here we go. Hello. Hey, Kelly.
What's up? Chelsea, what's going on? I'm listening.
What's up?
Oh, hey, man. No, Chelsea's pretty, yeah. She's pretty much on point, though. Me and Allie Shimon sitting in there, eating pretty much. I kept looking at Chelsea, and I was like, man, I want to recruit her. I ain't got no cards. And Shimon was like, I got it. So she went. She's like, I'll take care of it. Yeah. So Shimon, yeah.
Oh, so she didn't miss nothing, huh?
Yeah, that's why she was, yeah, that's my first business plan.
Wow.
Yeah.
You did that.
And we got the show coming out together. Yeah.
Oh, wow. You did that. That was beautiful. Oh, good. Okay, so you know what? Colors, we're going to go ahead and let you finish listening because your story was right on point. I like that.
Yeah, Chelsea been on
like
it. Chelsea
that.
Been on it. She served us.
All right. Okay, so listen, we're going to finish listening to this amazing interview. Thank you, Colors. Thank you. All right. So listen, guys, if you guys want to ask a question, give me just a little bit of time, okay, with Chelsea Mockweb. And I want to get into the interview. You feel me, guys? And then you guys can, you know, ask a question if you like, or just listen, whichever one you want to do is all right with me. I want to thank each and every last one of y'all for coming on here, supporting Colors, supporting her, Chelsea, supporting me. Too, as well. You know what I'm saying? So thank you. You know, I love it when y'all support my celebrities. It's a beautiful thing. I'm so excited, guys. You know, I'm overly excited. I really am. And I just love interviewing. I can't, like, every day, you guys, I wait. I sit right here and just wait probably 30 minutes prior to each interview because you all, Chelsea, are so amazing. And y'all stories are so beautiful. You know what I'm saying? So let's get to it. Modeling. I want to ask you a lot of questions about that. First and foremost, how did you start modeling? Who did you start modeling with first? I want to hear about that.
Okay, so pretty much I was modeling by myself. I really didn't model with anybody except for a few ladies in Colombia. We did a lingerie competition out there. I was so nervous when I did it because I was like, oh my God, I got some lingerie in front of everybody. Like, it was so crazy, but it was really fun. You know, once I, you know, walked down the first time, I actually did not have lingerie on when I first walked down. I was just, you know, modeling the clothes that she gave me at first. I can't remember the designer exactly because it's been so long, but once I did that, when I went down with the lingerie, I was kind of comfortable then. So it was like, yeah, that kind of gave me a drive to want to do more.
Yeah. So let me ask you something in regards to my one now. You said you did it yourself. Now, I'll be watching, you know, because I was a Tyra Banks fan when she did, you know, that show that she had. I watched it. I watched so many different, every time she did it, I watched it. And what I want to know, because I don't know how many shows you did, but when you guys are behind the scenes, and I've been behind the scenes in some of the models too, and, you know, things of that nature, behind the scenes, do they, have you got taught how to walk? Have you got taught, you know, of behavior in regards to the modeling, or did you just teach yourself? Like, how, what happened behind the scenes of when you was in Columbia? Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Okay, so when I was behind the scenes, they didn't have to teach me how to walk because my cousin Deborah actually taught me how to walk because Tyra Banks was actually one of her role models. Like, she loved Tyra Banks, and she always literally, like, dress up. She's like the, I guess she's a dress queen fanatic. I put it that way. And she actually taught me how to walk. So when I actually, I already knew how to walk. So when I went behind the scenes, you know, they were actually telling us, you know, they was putting everybody in the positions on who go out first. You know, they did, you know, demonstrate how you should walk if you needed to. But if you didn't need it, then you didn't have to worry about it. So I mean, they did offer it, but I didn't really need it.
So you didn't want to do it, or you were fine? Like, they looked at you. Was it, was it a choice?
Right. You had a choice. Like, if you did not know how to walk, they did give you, they did show you, like, how you should go out and walk if you didn't know how to. But a lot of us already knew how to do it.
Okay. Okay. Now, your voice sounds familiar in regards to where you came from. Where you originally came from, Charleston or somewhere off?
Charleston.
Okay. You don't sound like it. You talk very, yeah, you talk
well,
seriously.
That's because when I wasn't always living in Charleston. I actually was up north with my father for a while, so therefore I have a Charleston and an up north accent, but I can't get real geeky at times. It just really just depends.
So listen, I definitely want to continue to talk about your model. Let me tell you why. I love models. And I know I've been behind the scenes just as I talked earlier, and I've watched and seen a whole lot of things. Chelsea, tell me how far you want to go with this modeling. Do you want to go like, you know? You tell me how far you want to go in modeling. Like,
girl,
is this like your first?
Top, honey.
She said, "Girl, I want to go to the top."
Honey.
Well, listen,
all
Chelsea,
the way
you know what we're gonna have. All right, okay. So you know what we're gonna have to do? We're gonna have to have more modeling shows in Charleston, and I got a great plan. We gotta have some, because that's the only way. Not you know, just that they're gonna see you here, but we gotta get like these shows with models and stuff like that. We have to present that, you know. And then I'm sure that Colors is he's one of the most amazing managers, so I know he's gonna be sending you places and having you do things and all that good stuff. And when you said you want to go to the top, I want to see you go to the top. I want to help you go to the top. I want to be a part of you going to the top. You understand what I'm saying? But one of the things we definitely got to do, and we as the people that's in the entertainment, we've got to have more modeling shows. Do you agree?
Yes, totally. I totally
yes.
agree with you on that one.
Yeah, we definitely have to have more modeling shows. So, you know, so it's like you can get out here and show your thing and stretch your stuff and all that good stuff. Speaking of that, what else do you want to do? Because it seems to me, I can be wrong, that modeling is like your first baby. You know, we got different things that we do. Like, you know, I got the talk show, I got Sandra Dance Production, I have my favorite first, believe it or not, is dancing. And so with you, with your modeling, is there anything else that you would do, you would take on outside your modeling?
Yes, actually, I am actually working on a book. But I was trying to hold that to a secret until I got to where I needed to be to go ahead and start presenting my book. But I am actually writing a book. Yes, there is other things that I would love to do other than just modeling. And I also have a health and wellness online business going on as well. So I have a couple of things that I do have, you know, in motion for me. You know, you can't just stop at one income. You have to keep it going. I mean, if you want to live a healthy, you know, well life, just have to pick multiple things and just make time for everything. You know, you can't just rely on one resource. You have to, you know, grow like, grow. I mean, that's the only way to get to the top is to grow.
Yes. You said it, Chelsea. You got to keep flowing. Now, I think you said something about when you said about the book, right? I think you said something about you said something. If I'm not mistaken, please correct me. I think you said something in regards to you want to you really didn't or you wasn't going to talk about it. You really didn't want to talk about it. That was like a secret, right? The book.
Right. Because
okay.
It's still a work in progress. I'm still
right.
And I'm just at the middle. I haven't got to the finished part yet, so I haven't really started talking about that yet because I don't know how the end is going to be yet.
Right.
So I'm still working on that. It takes a long time to write a book, especially a good book, one that you want to be successful. I think it takes at least a year to 2 years to write a book. Some people
You're
might
right.
write a book in 6 months, but me personally, I want my book to be good. I don't want nobody just be like, oh, well, they read the third page and they're like, I don't want to read that anymore. I want to keep the, you know, to keep the crowd wanting me to write more books, you know. So that's what I want.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was good. So let me elaborate on something. It's so funny you said because I wanted to. This is so funny you said, you know, about wanting the book to be a secret. Now, Chelsea, let me tell you something, baby. Your manager should have warned you. You can't come on the Sandra Wilson talk show and keep secrets because I can get it out of you, baby.
Yes, I see.
I get it out of you, baby. I go in there, I start asking questions, and I find my way in there. I find my way in there, baby, and I get it out of you. Let me tell you. You told my secret. I'm going to find another secret in a few minutes. Let's keep talking. Let's go. I'm going to get another secret out of you in just a second. Y'all watch this. So listen, now, with your book, I don't want to, we're not going to talk about it because, you know, it is a secret you don't want. But would you ever turn it into like a small short film or something like that? Is that something that you would ever, you know, do?
Actually, I'm praying that once I'm done with this book, I want to try to get my book to be a movie on LMN. And I know a lot of females love LMN movies, so, yeah.
Wow. So are you interested in acting? If that's something, like if you were asked, you know, to play a role or to get, you know, do something in a short film, would you be open to something like that as well?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, absolutely. If it was offered, I would, yes.
Oh, wow. So you know what? That is great. So, and I like hearing that, Chelsea. You was like, because I was almost like a little, oh, my God, I'm a little afraid she was just going to stick on modeling. But you're open to other things. You got a book you're going to be writing, which is going to take a year to come out, which that's fine, because that's how long it takes to shit more. Excuse me, y'all. My movie took a whole year, so I get it. Now, I asked about the movies and stuff like that. That's another opening for you, for anybody that's listening. You know, now they know, okay, well, you know what, if I got something going on, you know, I might give her a call, you know, because now they know that they can call you for that, you know. So you're open to just more than modeling, but model is that's your first baby, am I right? That's like your first baby.
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
Like that's like your first baby. Well, that's good. And I'm, you know what? I can't wait to see you really get out there and do your thing. I love you on the flyer to Jessica. Once again, shout out to Jessica. She's killing it with these flyers. I love it. And I put it up.
Yes,
you know.
It is.
Yes. And I put.
Yes.
Listen, anyone I get, I put it up on my timeline, baby. I think I'm gonna put you twice. I think I put everybody twice. Okay. I can put them up. Who is they playing with? And listen, let me tell you something about me. When I put stuff up, it don't matter to me whether people do or don't put like. What I like is what I'm doing, so it don't matter. And what I adore is my celebrities. So that's just what it is. When y'all come on, it makes me very, very happy. And whatever it is that Ms. Sandra can do in regard to this talk show, I'm loving it. You know what I'm saying? You guys are giving me, I'm giving y'all. It's beautiful. It's such a great give and take gift. And I love it. You know what I'm saying? You are with a good manager. And I can't wait, Chelsea, to see you move and grow in this industry. You understand what I'm saying? And I know that there's a lot more, Chelsea, that you're going to have to, you know, get into with the modeling. Because I know I've been behind the scenes and there's so much stuff with modeling, you know. And from listening to you, Chelsea, I see that when you do get way up there, I think you're going to be great. I think you're going to be able to handle yourself. Because talking to you behind all of that, I'm listening to a real strong young lady here. I really am. You sound like you're 18. You want to tell me your age? I'll tell you mine.
Actually, I look like I'm 18, okay?
You do.
So
you do.
I look like I'm 18, but I'm actually 31, for those who want to know.
You better. Okay, you know what, guys? We're going to close the show right now. I don't believe that. Chelsea, I don't believe you.
31. Yes.
No.
31.
No. You, no, 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 no. No way.
All day.
No way. You're playing
all
right
day.
Now, right?
No,
seriously?
I'm serious right now.
Oh, my God. That
yes,
is
I'm
so freaking dope. You look good, girl.
Thank you.
Wow. I am so, look at you. I'm so proud of you. Oh, I love it. You look good. Oh, wow, this is great. This is great. Now, and the funny thing about it, Chelsea, is I knew, that's when I said, you're going to be strong because your mind. I'm like this 18-year-old girl acting like an older woman. That's what, wow, this is amazing. You better go, girl. You better go. So listen, I want to talk a little bit more about that because I love modeling and I love that you're liking it. It seems that, you know, it's your baby. What kind of things you want to model or does it really matter? Listen. If Rihanna came for you, I know you'd go, right? Now, I'm not saying leave the colors, but I'm saying that's the kind of you would love to do.
I sure will.
With you.
I sure will.
Tell me some other people you would like to work with. I want to hear about that. Let's talk about that. Come on, I sure will. That was beautiful.
Taraji.
Hey, girl.
Taraji.
Oh,
that's
Taraji. Mine's too.
Yes.
I love her to death. I love her. She has a line out or something?
She has. What do you mean, like a clothing line?
Yeah, she has a clothing line. Or you just talk about her in general.
Her in general. Like, I would work with her. I would do a movie with her. I would model with her.
Yes.
I would do it all. If she asked,
I love her.
Like, yes, I'm on it.
Yeah. Now, I'm not real. Like, I'm not a. What do you call that? I'm not starstruck, but if I see Taraji, I'll probably just stand there stiff. You know, I got a few celebrities. If I see Chelsea, I'll be like, oh, wow. But I tell you something that's even better than that for me in my world. I dig y'all more than I do the celebrities that has, you know, millions of dollars. You know why? Because you guys are coming up, and it's so great watching a person go for what they want. So I'm more, when I see y'all, I will more be like, oh, hey, how you doing? You know, more than if I see Taraji, I would probably just be stuck, but I wouldn't run, like, to see her, get her autograph or anything like that. I will more do that to you guys than I would them quicker. And I'll say this to anybody, because I love them to death, but they've already made their, you know, mark, and they're moving up and going up. I want to see you guys get there. So my energy would go on you guys more than, you know, the celebrities. And that's just me saying that, you know what I'm saying? But with that being said, you know, is there any other thing that you would like to let everybody talk about, everybody hear about? Is there any other thing that you and after we talk about that, I want you to shout some people out too. So tell me something, you know, else that you want the people to know. Let's talk about that, Chelsea. Tell me something else.
Okay. I actually do not live in Charleston anymore. I actually live in Virginia. So
right.
I've been living in mm-hmm. Virginia for the past few years, and I'm engaged, and I'm sure everybody knows that follows me that I
know,
have
I see.
Four boys, and they're getting big.
I didn't see the kids, but I knew you was engaged.
I do. I have four boys. Yes, I do.
Congratulations to your engagement.
Thank you.
Yeah. Shout your kids out. Let's say their names. Come on, shout the kids out. Let's talk,
okay.
Talk about it. Say their names. Let's go.
Antonio. I have Omari.
Hi, Antonio. Hi, Omari.
I also have Giovanni and Renato.
Hi, Giovanni. I'm saying your name all messed up. And what's the last one?
Renato.
Renato?
Yes.
Oh, there's some pretty beautiful names. Oh, gosh, y'all getting like Sierra and Russell, but they, Wayne Wilson. I don't know where y'all be getting all these names from, but they good, though. They sound great. Oh, Lord. That's a name there. Wow. How they doing? How's the kids? They good?
Yes, they're all doing good. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome, awesome.
Yes,
you know what? I can't wait to see you when you come to Charleston. I can't wait to see you when you come to Charleston. Listen, because we're going to do something real big, I'm sure, to get you over here, okay? We're having a great big, mileage. I know you're a travel girl. Do your mileage.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying? Hello. And so, you know, I'm sure that's going to be coming real soon. You know, I'm sure he's going to definitely put that on somewhere real soon. And I got to tell you something. You got a great manager. I've never seen this man go so hard for people in all my days. You understand what I'm saying? Because when I brought this to him, you know, I said, let me get some of your celebrities on my show. You know, and I say this every time I was on here. And he was like, okay. And I was like, I'll do a couple of weeks. And, you know, he was like, well, I got about 20 people, Sandra, you know, and that really touched my heart because it was like, I want to get everybody on. I don't want to just do 10. I said, let's rock. Let's go. You guys are the very first production that I have ever, and this is over the cool story, did this, something like this. Because even with my movie, I was in and out with different, you know, we didn't go straight to where we're doing now. And so shout out to Colors for this because, let me tell you something. Y'all are the very first ones I ever done this for. So this is my first ever 10 years doing something like this, and I love it. So thank you, you know, for being a part of Colors and for being on because you guys are giving me something I've never done before. So it is so appreciated. I just want you to know that. Let's shout some people out, sweetie. Let's go.
Okay. So I would like to give a shout-out to God because I just want to thank God, you know, for being in my life, you know, and just pushing me, you know, to go through everything. I would also like to give a shout out to Long Time Coming, my team.
Ooh.
Thank y'all for y'all support.
Ooh.
And I also would like to give a shout out to my fiance because he's always pushing me to achieve the goals, even when I'm tired and I don't want to do it. He always pushed me to do it. So, and I also would like to give a shout out to you, Sandra, for inviting on your show and our team, and both definitely the biggest shout out to Colors for dealing with me. So that is my
show. Oh, it was a great one, and I thank you so much for putting me in there. And just as I told Colors, I got, you know, something really great I'm going to offer you guys a little after we get done with everything. I think he's going to be floored. And he's going to be coming on last, and Colors and I are going to talk about something. We're going to have a great time. But I got to tell you something, all the way down, Chelsea, you guys are freaking amazing. You understand what I'm saying? And I just love this. This is just so great. Every day, being able to look forward to something different outside my life, you know, this is amazing. And I thank you so much. I thank all of y'all. So listen, tell everybody about, you know, where they can find you at. Tell us, let's get your media, your Facebook, your IG, whatever it is you got going on. Let's talk about that gig. Let's tell everybody about that.
All of my Facebook, my Instagram, I even have a Snapchat. All of my stuff is at Chelsea Lene. I keep it simple. That way it's easier and simpler for everybody to find me. So it's Chelsea Lene. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, TikTok, whatever. You can find me. Chelsea Lene.
Okay.
And
so
that's C-H-E-L. I'm
thank
sorry.
You. No, I was going to say something, but you already did it. You go, girl. I was like, can you spell it? Because I had a hard time finding you, and then I had to go back and look at it. And I said, spell it for everybody. But you did it before I even, you know, before. You go, girl. Spell it. Take your time. Chelsea, take your time. Go ahead.
Okay. So it's C-H-E-L-S-E-Y Lanae. L-A-N-A-E. And that's Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, whatever. That's where you can find me.
Y'all heard that? And you know what's so beautiful about this? These interviews. Oh man, Chelsea, they can go back and listen to it. We can put it on the pages. You know, you can listen to it forever. And I love these radio internet talk shows because you can go back, especially the blog. The blog is like number one. I love it. You can just go get it and put it on your page, or I can. When you do that, I'll take it and put it on mine. You know, Jay did it. A few of them did it, and I made sure it was on my timeline so people can listen to it. So I can go back and listen listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easier going on the timeline than going on the whole blog trying to find it, because you got to go through all those shows, you know. But one other thing,
right.
Chelsea, I would like to say is that when I first started out, and I just want to give you the story real quick, is that when I first started out, you know, it was my daughter and her friend. She always said, "Mama, stop playing." You know what? It was us, you know. Instead of Akira, shout out to Akira, because it was like the first one. But very quickly, I just want to tell you this. I started out with celebrities like Kevin Hart and, you know, just a whole bunch of different, it's so many of them, Kevin Hart, Rakim, just so many celebrities. And you know what? I am so glad I did it that way, because now my other celebrities that, y'all the same celebrities, we just don't got their money, is able to share the same stage, you know, on a radio show, you know, with celebrities that are very rich. So I'm glad that I did it that way, because now you was on a show where Kevin Hart was on, you know, Rakim, Wale, just some, there's a lot of celebrities I had on here. And I love the fact that all my celebrities are now sharing. You're sharing the same stage, in my opinion, in my book. And I really appreciate that. And I'm so happy to have you on here, you know, to be a part of this, you know. And I can't wait to see what colors have for you, Chelsea. You know what I'm saying? I got such a nice little surprise at the end for you. Well, I'm going to talk to Colors about it first, and then he'll tell y'all the team. And I hope you guys be real happy about it. I really do. I'm just so, you know, shaked.
Okay.
I'd love to see you guys, people, you know, make it. And I want to see y'all be like that. I want to see y'all take Charleston, be in charge. I want to see that, Chelsea. I want to see Long Time Coming Entertainment be the one that everybody talks about, like the Jay-Z's, like the 50 Cent's, like the, you know, DJ Khaled's, all of them. Like, you know, I want to see that. I want to see Colors get that far and have y'all, that team like that. So let's push for that, okay?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Yeah, let's push for that. And I'm so sorry to keep talking, but I just wanted to let you know how I was feeling as well, because I'm so excited about all of you guys, and I'm just so happy, you know, for each and every last one of you guys, because all of y'all come up here with amazing stories. Nobody's story is short. Everybody's story is just freaking amazing. You understand me? So thank you so much for coming on here. So listen, what do you have plans to come to Charleston? Well, we got this virus going on, so that's going to be a little, you know,
right, that's really what's taking,
yeah,
you know, place on a lot of,
yeah,
things that's going on. You know, a lot of people,
right,
you know, do so much because you're scared. You know, you don't want to, you know, contract. You know, everybody has to, you know, follow the guidelines and make sure that, you know, they're safe. So, yes, if someone called me and said they wanted me to work a job, I will definitely travel to come and work a job with no problem, but I will follow the guidelines. I will make sure that I have my mask on or whatever, you know, while,
yeah,
I'm, you know, working. It just depends,
mm-hmm,
on what it is. You know?
And the funny thing about it is that people are still working. I mean, people are still filming and doing a whole lot of stuff. And, you know, that's great, though. That's great that people are still, as long as they be safe and careful, then it's good. You know, everybody's still, you know, doing their thing and stuff like that. And I want you to come see my movie. So I hope you come down here for that. And it won't just be that. It's going to be more than just that. You know what I'm saying? I got so much great,
okay,
stuff in my, I got a plan. And I tell you what, I'm going to bring this to your manager first. But and this is something I can say. In the event that your manager says yes, you won't be coming down here for nothing, because I'm going to make sure modeling is in there. You understand what I'm saying? So you'll be,
okay,
able to stretch your stuff. You'll be able to stretch your stuff, you know? Yeah, yeah. Anytime Ms. Sandra says something, I do it. I don't play no games. So I'm going to talk with your manager. We're going to talk a little bit. And, you know, I'm going to help out. So anything that I can do to help to see y'all make it, Ms. Sandra's going to definitely do that. But what I would like to say, if there's anything, Chelsea, that I may not have asked and you may want to tell us, please do by all means right now.
No, I think I've covered everything. I think you pretty much covered everything. I think you got it.
Oh, that's so nice. Thank
really
you. That was so sweet of you. Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I love it when y'all like my interviews, because that means that I did my job, you know? And then it don't even seem like a job to me, because it seems almost like a conversation, you know what I'm saying? So I have some fun. And I'll be laughing. Sometimes I can't stop laughing, because I'll be laughing at my own self, Chelsea. That's what it be. I'll be cracking up at my own self. I'll be like, and I won't be laughing at nothing. So mostly y'all just start, right? You see, y'all just start laughing with me for no apparent reason, you know. But I am so happy to meet you. you know, this way, thank you for coming on my show. You are freaking amazing. I can't wait until we get y'all get farther. And I say we, as in me, making sure that anything I do, Marlon is in it. It's something, whatever I do, is going to be something in it that long time coming entertainment is going to be a part of. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm not playing right now. Do y'all understand? Okay? Cassandra don't play. When I get stuff together, it'd be fly. You understand? So I'm definitely going to make sure that I go to your manager, and when I do things, you guys are involved as well. You know, I already got plans, you know what I'm saying, to throw at colors. I got plans, you understand? So be ready to travel, okay? All right? I am so serious, Chelsea. You better get yourself together, baby. You better change residence or something. You're going to have to change residence. How long you been? How long you been in Virginia? Oh, you laugh right there. You won't be changing
almost
residence.
40 minutes.
Wow. Wow. So, you might have to change residence. Yeah. I don't know. Because once this stuff get a little, you know, get a little better with all of us, listen, I'm going wow out. I got so much stuff that I'm going to do. So, you know, I can't wait to meet you in person. I can't wait to meet you. I've seen your pictures and everything. I went on your page and everything. That's why when you said you was engaged, I already knew. Because I went on your page and checked you out and all like this. I said, girl, I thought you was about 18, 19. You better go, girl. Got four beautiful kids and 31 years old looking all like that. That's good. That's beautiful. That is so beautiful. And I think I did see your fiance. I think y'all was doing a little hug or something like that. Did that was him?
Yeah.
All right now. All right now. Stop it now. There'll be no more babies, y'all. Oh, my goodness. Oh, so you ain't so ready, dog. Huh? What you say? What you say? What you say? Oh, my goodness. Listen, y'all so funny. I've been having such a good time with you. I swear to God. Sometimes I just don't even want to hang up. You know what I'm saying? But I just want people to not, you know, get bored or anything. So I try to get to the end, you know, and all that good stuff. But listen, let me just, on the serious tip, I'm looking so forward to working with you guys. And what I mean by that is anything that I do, I'm going to make sure you're involved, get with your manager and see. And when you said the part about acting, somebody may be calling you. You never know. You understand? You never know. You never know. You know, I ask questions just to see if a person's ready for it, you know? So you just never know. And I want to see you go to the top with that modeling. Do you understand? I want to see you get way up there. You got to fight hard, okay? You can't give up. And you know no is going to be told to you a lot of times, right? That people always say no, this is it. But don't let that discourage you. And I'm going to tell you why I tell you that, because the same thing happens to me. Don't get discouraged. You got to keep going. You can't. If that's your dream and you really want it, Chelsea, you better keep going. Don't let little no's and you can't, whatever, disturb you. If your manager sends you somewhere and they be like, oh, well, no, we can't, you know. Okay, no problem, bye. And go to the next one. You understand? And you got to keep doing that, you know, until you get wherever you need to get, along with people just doing a whole lot of shows and stuff like that. You know, so I want to see you in a lot of shows, because that's what helps out a lot. When you're in shows and people see you, but oh, I like her, I want her, you know, and that's what you want to hear. That's exactly what you want to hear. You know, so when that's going to happen, as long as you fight, it's going to happen. There's no no to a person when they fight hard. And I believe in that very, very dearly. You know, you tell me no, okay, no is no. But guess what? I'm going to say, yeah, well, what's up? I'm going to say yeah, and I'm going to do it. You know, and always have that attitude. You'll make it. You understand? So with that being said, ladies, yes. With that being said, you were such a pleasure. And everybody that came on here, I appreciate you. You had a lot of people on here. Nobody wants to say anything as far as let's see here. No questions or anything like that. But you had a lot of great people on here. I see all the 843 numbers, the 434 number. I'm not going to call your names out. I'm going to 803 number. That's what I chose. You got a lot of fans, girl. Say something to them. Come on now.
Hey, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in.
Don't be funny. Hey, y'all. God, you funny. Oh, God. Hey, y'all. Girl, you is too funny. I love you, girl. I don't even know you. I'm cracking up on you. That girl said, hey, y'all. I mean, I heard, now, Chelsea, listen, I heard some stuff this whole weekend, last week, but that, hey, y'all. Oh, my. You are so funny. Oh, my Chelsea, I had such a pleasure with you. Do you understand me? Do you understand me? I want to thank you all for coming on. I got to stop laughing, y'all, because she's funny. But anyway, listen, ladies and gentlemen, thank you, Colors. Thank you, Jessica, for making all the flyers. Thank you to whole long, the long-time coming entertainment people. Thank you, my people, you know. And thank you, Chelsea. Thank you for coming on my show. You were such a pleasure. Do you understand me? Such a pleasure. Yeah, and I want to have you guys back again. You're so welcome. Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Chelsea, oh, my God, I'm a long time coming into the table. You guys have a good night. This is Taylor, the Cindy Wilson's Blog Radio Talk Show. Ladies and gentlemen, you guys have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Bye, darling. Good night, y'all.
Bye.
Yeah.
Hey.
Lay back, man. So I'm going to get something to be smooth. Only time I drink is morning. It's when I wanna drink with morning. It's usually when I wear a suit. I leave when I want to. I'm not trying to hurt nobody. You only live once, they told me. You can't be mad at me.
You know what?
I can just be cheap. Even though I got my own CD. Maybe even on TV. There ain't no change in me. I can only be me, me, me. So I might be on TV. Cause I got my own CD. All you will ever think
that.
Same OG. I used to be the main one clubbing. But now I choose to stay at home. Most of my friends still thugging. This time the G's will grow. I'm thinking about my future lately, whatever that may be. But now it's clear to me, I can just be G.
Even though I got my own CD, maybe even on TV. There ain't no change in me. I can only be me, me, me. So I might be on TV. Cause I got my own CD.
All
you will ever think.
Same OG.
Hello, y'all. This is the Timberland coming to you one more game. You see, people say that we changing, but I think it's the people that are around us that are changing. You see, we ain't trying to hurt nobody, but people trying to hurt us. But you know what? I'm just gonna keep being me. That's all I can do.
Maybe even on TV.